world's all rough and tumble these days.
These days.
Give me strength, for I stumble now.
Take my hand, touch my soul, and wash my fears away.
But I need a
helping hand these days.
Yeah, I need a helping hand,
helping hand these days.
Finishing up there with Bruce Coburn, Sweetness and Light off Crowing Ignites, his latest instrumental album. Mary Flower with River of Joy off Living with the Blues Again, also recent release. And Eric Bibb, Don't Ever Let Nobody Drag Your Spirit Down off Painting Signs. All right, well, it's time now for Democracy Now! So thanks for listening and have a great day.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Privacy versus the Rise of Surveillance Tech on Monday, November 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Northwest Academy in Portland. Cyrus Farivar, author of the book Hobbyist Data, will speak on legal and privacy history and what our rights are currently, and how law enforcement agencies and companies can collect and use our private details, often without our knowledge. Again, that's Privacy versus the Rise of Surveillance Tech with Cyrus Farivar on Monday, November 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Northwest Academy, 1130 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO. The time is 6:59. Coming up next, that's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. And at 8 on the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show, they cover politics, history, and the state of the zeitgeist with a liberal dose of listener comments. At 9 on Alternative Radio, Kianga Yamada-Taylor, assistant professor in the Department of African American Studies in Princeton, discusses the power of social movements. And at 10 on Flashpoints, Dennis Bernstein speaks with Randy Credico, lead witness in the trial of Roger Stone.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
Build this country with the same happiness that we built it when we governed this country. My dream isn't to solve my problems. Today, I'm a guy that doesn't have a job, president without a pension, not even a television in my apartment. My life is totally blocked. The only thing I'm certain of is that I have more courage to fight than ever before.
After 19 months behind bars, former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is released from prison. He's vowing to challenge Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro. We'll speak to Petra Costa, director of the new documentary, The Edge of Democracy. Then we go to California to speak with San Francisco's newly elected district attorney, Chesa Boudin, who won despite the Police Officers Association spending over $650,000.